It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are following the story of the police investigation into the killings of five people shot to death last night at a backyard party in Wilkinsburg. Three others were wounded and are in stable or critical condition at hospitals. Two gunmen who were described as being the shooters are still at large. Police are gathering evidence, and the investigation is ongoing. That's the latest that we have on this story. And one of the things that we're looking at during the course of this hour is how people in Wilkinsburg are reacting to what has happened. And we wanted to get a sense of what kind of community Wilkinsburg actually is. It, of course, is a borough with its own government and its own main street, but it also feels like a suburb for many, or extension to Pittsburgh, or extension of Pittsburgh, and it shares some municipal services with the city. Reporter Irina Zhoroff spoke to Wilkinsburg Councilman Michael Rose about what the borough has been trying to do, and Irina joins us in studio. Irina Zhoroff, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon.
What can you tell us about what the borough has been trying to do?
Well, let me describe the borough a little bit for you first. It's one of these small municipalities that Allegheny County is full of. It's just about 2 square miles, 15,000 people, 2/3 African-American, 1/3 white. It's pretty blighted. About 1/5 of the housing stock is vacant. There's hundreds of vacant lots. But it is seeing some revitalization. There are efforts to rehab an old train station there, for example. It was named a banner community last year, 2015. That means it's a community where leadership is using best practices and governance and working collaboratively. So there's some recognition for that. I talked to Councilman Michael Rose, as you said. He sees Wilkinsburg as really up and coming.
Wilkinsburg is on pace to be exactly what East Liberty is, which is a community that is seeing some major revitalization. Communities that people wouldn't want to be caught dead at 9 o'clock now people want to be there. We just got ourselves a liquor license, so after 140 years of being a dry community, now if you want to have a drink at 9 o'clock and have some wine, you can.
A drink at 9 p.m.?
Right. So booze as economic development kind of is what he's getting at. The idea is people can open bars, restaurants that serve liquor, things to serve a population with some disposable income, hopefully attract more people to move there, spend more time there. Having spent some time in Wilkinsburg myself, I'll say it is definitely seeing some investment, but it's not on the scale of East Liberty, at least not yet. The community is still dealing with depopulation and blight, as I said.
Important to note that Mr. Rose said crime is going down.
Wilkinsburg is actually the safest that it's been in 5 years. It's we just got a report from the chief of police last week about it, and everything is down by about 45%.
Yeah, so Michael Rose posted on his Facebook account literally the day before about these stats. According to this report, or at least what he posted, arson, robbery, burglary are all down. But also aggravated assaults are about 40% up, as are motor vehicle thefts. Rose also tried to distance Wilkinsburg a little bit from some of the crime there.
Most of the crimes that happen in Wilkinsburg, believe it or not, do not happen by Wilkinsburgers. It is transient, you know, which means that the people are not from our community, but they come from someplace else. And you know, the crimes just happen to happen here.
And I'm curious, Irina, if this gentleman talked about this shooting specifically.
So he would not really talk about it yet. He said he was not permitted to give any statements on the shooting. But he did say that things like this really hurt the community beyond the obvious human loss, especially with everything that it's been trying to do, the way that it's trying to rebrand itself, the actual physical work of rebuilding that the community is doing.
It makes it seem like we haven't come far at all. People said, oh, Wilkinsburg, oh, yeah, that stuff happens all the time. No, it doesn't happen all the time. You know what I mean? But it's like what people try to manifest of a community. You know what I mean? It's not really who we are, but it's what people think that we are.
And did he say that things like this hurt the community beyond the obvious human loss?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, he talked about, kind of as you heard him say in the quote, it's not who they are. They're really trying to turn things around. They're really trying to rebuild. They've gotten a lot of grant money already. They're looking for more. I mentioned already that you know, they were named a banner community. They're getting some recognition for the work they're doing. The CDC there is doing some work as well. So he hopes that this doesn't overshadow all of that.
90.5 WESA's Irina Zhorov, who is with the Keystone Crossroads Project and who spoke to Wilkinsburg Councilman Michael Rose in the wake of last night's tragic shooting and the deaths of five people there. Irina Zhorov, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Paul.